Another winter storm will bear down on the Midwest as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow and ending Friday. This storm system promises to produce heavy snows in the upper Midwest, while heavy rain and thunderstorm activity will occur in the lower eastern portions of the region. Snow accumulations across the western Corn Belt from Nebraska into parts of Wisconsin will probably run 3 to 8 inches, local totals over 10 inches, and we will see a little blizzard conditions evolving as we go through the day tomorrow, especially as we get into midday and late day tomorrow afternoon, when we'll likely see this storm system really wrap up and wind speeds will get over 30 miles per hour in parts of eastern Minnesota and Wisconsin, where the worst travel conditions are likely. Portions of Iowa will also see near blizzard conditions and will likely see travel most likely slowed greatly across these areas. The rain and thunderstorms that will occur across the lower eastern Midwest will come up out of the lower Mississippi River Basin and into the portions of Kentucky and perhaps southern Ohio. These storms will occur mostly during the afternoon on Thursday, but we'll see some strong thunderstorms already developing, perhaps early in the day tomorrow. These storms will likely produce some hail and some damaging wind. It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibilities for a couple of tornadoes to occur. Most of the severe weather will likely take place from Mississippi into parts of Kentucky, and we'll watch that real closely. There will be some heavy rain associated with these stronger thunderstorms. We could see some rain totals running a half to 1.5 inches across a part of the region. This particular storm system will get out of the way by the time we get into Friday morning, and we should be looking at quieter weather for a little while. A little secondary reinforcing shot of cold air will come into the region probably late in the weekend, early next week, as we get another polar vortex to center itself over portions of Ontario and the eastern portions of Manitoba. That polar vortex will see to it the temperatures stay colder than average for many areas in the upper portions of the Midwest as we go through the early to middle part of next week. Some lower parts of the Midwest will cool off as well, but there will probably be some cloud cover and maybe a little bit of light snowfall occasionally that will hold the temperatures up just a little bit. Most likely the coldest temperatures across the Midwest will take place as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Skies will clear off at that point in time, and the strong surface high pressure center will settle into the region. As that strong surface high pressure center becomes more focused on the eastern part of the U.S. as we get to the end of next week, there will be some return flow moisture coming northward out of the Gulf of Mexico, and this may set the stage for our first opportunity for meaningful precipitation in the southern U.S. plains. It's still quite questionable how significant that might be, but hard red winter wheat country as well as cotton areas in West Texas are still suffering from a serious drought and need to see substantial moisture over these next few weeks in order to give any hope at all that their planting season for the summer crops will occur normally and to provide help for the winter crops to develop normally as well. The temperature outlook across the Midwest over these next few days will be trending cooler, obviously. We're expecting to see the high temperatures this afternoon staying in a favorable range of 30s across the northernmost parts of the Midwest. 40s and some 50s will occur in the south. Tomorrow afternoon we'll look for the similar conditions to occur. It may actually be some 60 degree readings in the lower Midwest, and that'll be followed by some cooling that will occur from north to south across the region beginning Friday and going on into the first part of next week. Our coldest weather will be probably Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. High temperatures at that point will be single digits and teens across the north, and we'll probably see some 20s and 30s occurring in the south, maybe a handful of lower 40s in Kentucky or the northern parts of the U.S. Delta. Our lowest temperatures at night will certainly occur during the early part of next week as well. We'll look for sub-zero readings occurring mostly northern Iowa, Wisconsin, northward to the Canada border, and we'll expect to see the most other areas experiencing low temperatures running mostly in the teens with a handful of single digits and a few lower 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.